Hello and welcome to Rockstar Piano Week. I've only been waiting for so many weeks. I don't know.
You sound so aroused by this piano
you know
week.
What I'm saying? It's like my favorite. Well, mostly it's just Keane, but
yay.
I do like Coldplay.
You're like, I wanted a Keane, and then I threw in all these other stupid bands.
You know, I had to throw in all these other bands to keep everybody else happy, so. But
blah.
Tonight we have a super special guest judge. So if he would like to introduce himself, he can.
I'm a rocket man.
Read to me.
Rocket man, burning up the streets of... Oh, wow, I just peeked. Okay.
Jeez, you're going to hurt everybody's ears.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, yeah.
I'll turn the game down.
We have a fantastic show tonight. The choices were Augustana, The Fray, Ben Folds, Keane, Coldplay, Five for Fighting, Elton John, and Billy Joel. So...
I only know who two of those are. It'll be interesting.
I know who all of they are. That they are. That was not a proper English
they
word.
Are.
That'd be good English.
Yeah, I've been writing too many papers and it's taking away all my good grammar, so.
Oh my god, the Skype. Oh god, this stupid thing's doing it again. It's making the gain go like super high.
Okay.
I'm just gonna stand like all the way across the house from my microphone.
It's okay, I can turn you down when I miss. So okay. So up first,
since
we
I
have,
said I was a rocket
we have
man.
Clary, so.
Yay. Yay, Clary.
Yeah. So stop.
Oh, wow. So I get to actually listen to Clary without being threatened by her. Woohoo!
Yay.
No, I'm just kidding, Clary. I'm just kidding.
Okay, done. Up first is Clary.
Try our best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face when you lose something that you can't replace, when you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be worse? Lights will you.
mean? Stop making fun of the fact that I like to cry at this song.
No.
Michelle cries herself to sleep at night to this song.
I do. I need to fix somebody.
Oh.
I have an urge to fix a person.
I'm gonna fix you.
I'm gonna fix Valk. I'm gonna have to fix Valk.
That's the Goomba version. Yo, yo, right. We'll fix you.
This was a very brave choice for you, Clary, because when Arya did this at the beginning of the season, I, like, bawled. I was like, oh my god, it's so beautiful. I'm just crying right now.
Did this make you bawl?
Don't worry, Clary. I didn't hear Arya sing it.
You sounded, like, really, really beautiful on this, though. Like, I thought you did a very good job of, you know, making it your own, like, especially before the bridge when you had, like, your cute little, like, to fix yous. Like, you repeated that a couple times, and you, before the, like, everything, you kind of, like, riffed over the, like, the bridge instead of actually just, like, singing the bridge straight, which was kind of nice. You sounded quiet on the bridge. Yeah, the music was super loud.
Was that when it swelled and all the reeds popped up and stuff?
The Sea of Reeds.
It was very good, the Sea of Reeds, it was very good. And, like, honestly, like, I have to say that I think that you are, like, legitimately the only person on this show currently that could pull this song off as well. As Arya. Like, I think she's the only person who could pull it off as well as Arya did.
You know what, though? The thing about the quiet bit, that's actually, like, other than the fact that this is the first time in hearing you sing anything that I've actually heard your British accent. She said the word "cont," and that was, and then it never happened again.
Said "soothes" in HCOE, so that was kind of British too.
Okay. But you know that thing with the quiet on the bridge. The problem was that the music just kept growing and growing, and she kind of wasn't there with it. But that was a really good song. Otherwise, that was really.
She was very
I'm always
good.
Impressed with Clary, though.
What did you guys think? What did you...
The singing's... Clary, your singing's always good, but I felt like there was something lacking emotionally in this. I don't know. Like, it didn't feel... I didn't really feel anything from this, but it sounded pretty.
Was it because we've heard Arya do it so differently? Like, I know that's kind of like a...
Oh, I didn't realize it was the same song,
so... Okay, never mind.
I don't know.
Or maybe it was because it was about fix her.
I don't know. It just felt like there was something missing from it. And, like, the dynamics were good and, like, the singing was great, but emotionally it felt kind of flat for me.
Really? I thought it was pretty good emotionally. I think she kind of lost some emotion as it swelled because it got quiet. I don't know, though. But that's...
She lost it. Yeah. That's what it was. She lost the emotion on the swell. She was, everything was soft and pretty, and then the music kind of went on, and she stayed with what she had.
That was my only other note, that the music, when it swelled, it went, you, like, died and drowned out.
Yeah, she did. Reed, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Other than the fact, I'd say the song gave me chills, but my basement is freezing.
You're not alone in the chills.
No, actually, you did a really, really nice job, the biggest real note I had was just that the music went without you, and you didn't kind of rise with it. But it was really
very
awesome.
Good.
It was a great
job.
Done.
Up next is Gildragon.
Waiting
And we have a Gil Dragon. I will let Reed go first since he is our guest judge.
Wow, the honor is so much. Well, let me start by saying that right now you are at this moment in time in my top two.
Oh yeah.
So
beating all odds. Oh yeah.
First of all, I actually really love
me
this
too.
Song. This is I'm so sad that I didn't realize it was Coldplay.
I didn't
but,
either.
You know, the thing is for me that I just hear the songs on the radio and I never pay attention to who's actually singing them. But no, I absolutely I love the song. I wish I could say that I loved you singing it. You started off kind of slow out of the gate. The right on the first verse, the rhythm was off. You quickly picked it back up and got back in. And all I could think was, wow, what a brave choice. You know, just in what I've heard from you of your voice type, I don't know that I would have chosen this. This tends to live in a kind of a weird zone for a baritone voice like yours. And then there were some times when you were doing the ghost ooze. Yeah.
Bad.
And they were doubled. Some of them were they doubled?
Yeah, I wrote that too.
It sounded like them. It almost sounded like some tracks were
doubled
or
a weird echo or something.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out if the oohs were doubled or not. There was definitely a couple other places where he doubled his vocals, and I was like, okay, if you're going to double, like, do harmonies or something, because it just doesn't sound good if you're
right.
just doubled singing the melody,
right.
in my opinion.
I totally know. And actually, to be honest with you, in general, I like your voice.
I love your voice.
But the doubling screwed me up on this a lot. It just kept throwing me off. And there were parts when you sort of dropped to that low note, they sort of disappeared. I'm not going to say they went flat or anything like that. They just kind of disappeared in the music, and you almost couldn't hear them. But I'm tuned into low notes, so I kind of was noticing them. I don't know. I would have picked a different song. I don't know if you actually did, like, not remember to clean up a track, or if you purposely did the doubling.
It sounded like he chose to leave the doubling in there for some, like, whimsical type of effect, because the song's kind of whimsical in general.
Yeah, like, Coldplay has that weird sound. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's why he chose the reverb he did, too. And there's a couple of parts, like, when he was singing on the...
Oh, my God, you're on the reverb thing again.
The reverb, oh, my God.
God.
I have, like, zero right to be talking about reverb. I felt that, like, on your verses, you had, like, too much of some sort of... It was, like, some strange echo. Like, there's a difference between, like... reverby echo and like echo, and you had like an echo going on, if that makes any sense. Oh my god, and your second verse, you were so late. The second verse like started, and then it was like you came in like so late. I was like, oh my god, wow.
That's so weird, because it seemed like he came in better on that
really,
one than he did on the first one.
He was definitely late on the second one. Like, I noticed it really, like, he caught up with himself totally, but and the ghost ooze were like, no, those had to go.
The ooze needed to die like a horribly painful death. I hated those ooze.
I'm very angry. I liked your emotion, though. I thought you had good emotion, even like with your voice being kind of all over the place vocally, especially at the end when you were doing the like, home where I wanted to go. Was good, so...
The first half of the song is, like, definitely better than
I agree. The end,
weird
the end
ooze.
Kind of trickled off for me, but, like, overall, the beginning was fairly good. I liked it. I do think that you are getting better, though. Like, as far as, like, your improvement over this show, you've been doing a really good job of, like, bumping up your emotion and energy, and, like, I think your vocals have gotten better, too. I think this was just a poor song choice as far as this week goes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I totally think this was an issue
with
song choice,
I really
too.
Hope you get through, though, because, like, I like seeing people improve, and I've liked seeing you improve, so. I'm done. Does anybody else have anything to say?
Stick with your lower range. I'm done.
Done. Up next is the immune Dylan.
Thank you. man like me, so irresponsible. A man like me is dead in places. Other men feel liberated. I can't love shot full of holes. Don't feel nothing, I just feel cold. Don't feel nothing, just old scars. Toughening up around my heart. But I want love, just a different kind. I want love, won't break me down, won't break me up, won't fence me in. I want a love that don't mean a thing. That's the love I want. I want love. I want love on my own terms. After everything I've ever learned, me, I carry too much baggage. Oh man, I've seen so much traffic. But I want love, just a different kind. I want love, won't break me down, won't break me up, won't fence me in. I want a love that don't mean a thing. That's the love I want. I want love. So bring it on. I've been bruised. Don't give me love that's clean and smooth. I'm ready for the rougher stuff. No sweet romance, I've had enough. A man like me is dead in places. Other men feel liberated. But I want love, just a different kind. I want love, won't break me down, won't break me up, won't fence me in. I want a love that don't mean a thing. That's the love I want. I want love. I want. Won't fence me in. I want a love that don't mean a thing. That's the love I want. I want
Dylan. I like to copy Valk's way of saying Dylan. Valk, it's your turn to go first. Oh my god.
Dun, dun, dun. Dylan's dead in places. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh dear.
Uh-oh.
Oh my.
Other places, other men feel liberated. Don't forget the rest of that.
I don't have much to say about this. Like, emotion was good. It was pitchy in some parts. Like, one note you held for a while, I think before the music break sounded, like, it went off pitch. That's pretty much all I really wrote down. It sounds like you're sick, so I don't know.
Yeah, this one didn't sound as, like, sick to me as Immunity did. like the one that he, yeah, I don't know, but I agree. Yeah. I thought the emotion was really good. I said I liked it more than his immunity entry as far as like vocals go.
Yeah, definitely.
You sound a little country on your first chorus. There's a reason he won Lone Star.
Sometimes you sound a little bit rock and roll.
Oh,
bounce chicka, wow, wow. But towards the middle, the energy...
You can't do that noise when an Osmond song is referenced.
Okay, I know, thank fine. You. Thank you, Val.
Whatever, I'm going to stop talking, and you guys can say things now, whatever. I don't know if Reed has anything to say, like, whatever.
You peaked in a couple of spots, and...
yeah, his mic's been doing that a lot, actually, but I think he mentioned
we've
getting
been talk- He and I have been talking, actually, about different microphones. I really think he's prepping himself to get a better mic.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yay! Everyone needs a better mic.
You can always have something better than what you have currently.
There you go.
Which is pretty much true for a lot of things.
I well, got nothing
maybe not
more.
Spouses, but yeah.
No, actually, a lot of the stuff that they said, I kind of agree with. I really got a lot of laughs out of the dead in places other men feel liberated line.
I know. Just,
the implications of that line, it's a brave choice, Dylan. It's a brave... but, no, actually, they're right. The emotion was really good on this. And it was pitchy in some spots, and it definitely peaked at a couple of spots. But all I wanted to do at the end of this was go, you hear that, ladies? He wants love.
Dylan always brings it emotionally, so we always, yeah. I always look forward to your entries because I always know that I'm going to be moved in some way.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Do you want the wah-wah music now?
Dead.
Now I need the bounce. Wow. Oh, boy. Okay, we need to stop this critique. I'm done.
It's going into weird places.
Done?
Done.
Done.